Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you, Jason, for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in free speech. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Boy, what a week, past few days has been very enlightening for me.
Well, okay, so you're talking about Florida, raw sewage in the water that we said was going to happen. You're talking about the lack of potable water, the gas stations that 20% of them don't have any fuel, 2.6 million people without electricity in the dark. You're talking about alligators swimming down the streets, looting.
I'm going to talk about all that, including I went on a primitive weapons hunt, a muzzleloader hunt here in Utah, and the bizarre fact that all I saw was a very, very large dog. In fact, it was a wolf. And I found its tracks. They were the size of a medium-sized cow, their hoofs. I mean, they were huge. We're talking about a gray wolf. And I wondered, where did all that game go? Well, there was my answer. And see, here in the state of Utah, they don't like to admit that they have wolves running around. They've been spotted. They've been seen. People have been talking about him. People have been hearing him at night. The reason they don't want to talk about this is because it's devastating the herds, and they can't sell and won't sell the licenses. Not deer, because the deer are disappearing, they're vanishing. I was just blown away by the lack of sign, even after a fresh rainstorm, of any wildlife. Those people who have said, well, when things go, you know, go south, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to take my rifle, I'm going to get my own game. Well, can you smell those wolf steaks or those breast fillets off the crow frying over an open fire? I mean, people, if you're not prepared, I don't know what I can say. Your thoughts on this, Vince?
Well, we've been talking about that for years, Greg. And in the 1950s, there was a drought here in Missouri, right where we are in our part of Missouri. And farmers, it was so bad that farmers were cutting down trees to feed the leaves of the trees that were still alive to their cattle. There wasn't a squirrel. There wasn't. The birds were all shot. The deer were gone. All the small animals, all small game animals and the large game animals were gone. They're all gone because people were starving. And we also talked about that in relation to day number one of opening day of hunting season. And the reason that everyone seems to take off, you know, work that day is because on day number two, there's hardly anything left to hunt. So you are absolutely positively right. And when there's a drought, the wildlife disappears. And we hardly had any birds around here at our house, our farm, during this drought. So right now, about 50% of bird life is in decline. 50% across the world. So what we're talking about is very, very serious. So, you know, we have a hierarchy of animals, and the big ones feed on the little ones, and the little ones feed on the smaller ones, and so forth, all the way down to single cell. It's pretty serious. We've destroyed our oceans. We've destroyed our lakes. We've destroyed our rivers. We've destroyed the land, the air, everything. Everything that man has touched, we have just done a great job destroying. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear one word come out of any politician's mouth about global warming when we've got threats that if Ukraine was invaded, that they would take out that Russian natural gas pipeline. On two occasions, they said that it will be done. Well, it's done.
Yeah, the big chief. You're talking about the big chief. He said, yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can take that out. And all of a sudden,
what he said,
And now Vladimir Putin is talking about nuclear weapons in Ukraine, Joe. You know, anybody who supported that regime, still supports that regime, who hasn't said penance for supporting that regime, is an idiot.
Absolute. And, you know, and just think about it. Three places in that pipeline were breached, and at depths that only a well-armed, high-tech country could accomplish. Well, you have the threats that they would do it. They've done it. Now there is enough methane coming out of that area that you can't even fathom the amount of methane that's being put into the atmosphere. And they talk about climate change. For Pete's sakes, if methane causes it, they're responsible for it. I don't want to hear anything about climate change. Anything about, well, you can't burn wood in your stove, or you can't burn coal, or you can't drive your gasoline engine, because it doesn't come close to what's being poured out in the atmosphere right now. It's almost unfathomable what they've done. So when they say get on board with climate change, you can tell them where to put it.
They're talking about Joe traveling abroad to go see the dead queen, and he flies his limousines and his entourage and all the jet fighters that escort him over there. And he tells us, you know, we have to be careful with emissions. And California, that governor there, Gavin Newsom, he's banned gas heating equipment for houses starting in 2030. That's 8 years. No new gas heaters in California.
Well, so, you know what? Folks, the reality is there probably won't be any. Anyway. So even if you have one, what good is it going to do you if you don't know how to make your own methane? And in large quantities. I'm to the point now where people, you've got to wake up. You know, you're putting all this time and effort into putting some gasoline away and keeping your engines and everything running. Where are you going to go when there is nowhere to go to get anything? When there is no hardware store, when there is no grocery store, where do you want to go? I'll tell you why I keep my supply, because if I need to get out of Dodge, I've got a way to do it. But that's about it. You know, things are coming to a head, and they're coming quickly and extremely fast. I mean, this is going to be a rough winter. We're going to see places like Walmart file bankruptcy. Think about it, because they can't get the supplies. And I'm sorry, people, but if you haven't taken advantage of the recipe that we shared on how to provide a year's supply of food for a family of four for under $300, well, you might as well double that, triple it, or even not be able to find those items shortly. You better do it now, because I'm doing this show on an empty stomach because I wanted to put emphasis on what people are going to be feeling. Hunger. Hunger's no fun. In fact, I even skipped two meals yesterday because I just wanted to be in that frame of mind where, look, when you got to put something in your stomach, all bets are off the table. If you haven't prepared, you know, all I can say is you better do it quickly because they intend to depopulate this planet and they'll do it through starvation if they have to. It's a lot easier to starve a nation than it is to fight them with arms. I don't know what to say, people. I mean, I did a book specifically for this. It's called Don't Just Survive Off Grid, Thrive. A do-it-yourself guide to, you know, to be able to heat without fuel, to be able to purify water, to be able to make your own bleach, all those things that are necessary. I mean, hands-on necessary to survive. But after yesterday and seeing, I went up there, first of all, there was a fire up there 5 years ago, which should have made it, you know, better for deer and elk. But most of the mountains around here have got fire scars all over them now. I mean, we just haven't been having unprecedented fires. But to go up there and to find apex predatory animal, and we're not talking about the timber wolf that was natural in the United States. We're talking about the gray wolf that's meant to take down Alaskan moose that are 9 feet at the shoulders. These things are huge, roaming around out in the woods right now, right here in Utah, working their way south, you know. The idiot that put this together, bring that particular animal down here into the United States, should have been hung. Well, he did pass away, so hopefully he's facing the creator and the devastation that he's done. I mean, it's devastated Montana, Idaho, Wyoming. Now we're down into Utah. Pretty soon they'll be in Arizona. It's just insane. You might as well put grizzly bear back into Washington, D.C., because they were there once naturally, right? And your thoughts, Vince?
Yeah, and the Japanese beetle, which is decimating crops. Yeah, and kudzu. You know, kudzu was going to be the answer to soil erosion. When kudzu arrives at a farm, it can grow over a house in probably a week, literally. So if you have a house and you get a kudzu plant, it starts to thrive. It will grow over a house. And that's what happens in Virginia. Absolutely. So, Greg, we're talking about...
Sorry, I can't bring better news. I really am sorry that we can't bring some better news today, but if I do, then I'm just lying. And I'm trying to paint a picture that just doesn't exist.
You're talking about hunger. Greg, I'll just share with our class, every member of my family has lost weight. Every single member of my... I'm talking about at the farmhouse. We've all lost weight. A lot of weight. I'm talking, 5 to 8%, which is... And we weren't fat to begin with. We were pretty skinny to begin with. But we've all lost weight. And class, it's going to happen to people near you. And probably you too. As, you know, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what's happening. I don't have enough time right now. I'll tell you something that's interesting when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, here it is. You know, when Raggedy Ann from the White House lies to you and tells you that the message is that everything's okay, they're on top of it, they know what they're doing, here's the reality. New car prices are up 30%. In the last 3 years, 30%. That's nothing compared to used car prices. Used car prices are up 48% from August 2019. People are buying used cars because they can't afford new cars. You know, America used to love new cars. You know, I'm talking back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s. I mean, we were the envy of the world.
We put an exclamation point on that.
Yeah.
Used cars. A couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago, Quality Market, this little, you know, we've got two grocery stores in town and one stoplight, had three vehicles stolen from the parking lot. Three. There's only like three or four different routes out of this town. That's how desperate we are for transportation.
We have a, you know, we have a hay barn, and there's a 12-foot wide opening. This is several hundred feet away from it, it's hard to get to. And we put hay in it. And I'm working on chaining and locking and cattle panels and all kinds of security measures to keep people from stealing 1,000-pound rolls of hay. Now, you can't just grab one and run with it. 10 guys can't grab one and run with it. It's too cumbersome. You need to have a vehicle, a tractor, or a pickup truck with a hay bale spear with a winch on the back to grab one of these things. And I am really concerned about them being stolen, because this winter I expect it to be rough in terms of shortages of hay for cows. And I expect there's going to be theft.
And who are you worried about? Worried about farmers that are going out of business and starving to death.
Right, because desperate people do desperate things.
Absolutely.
Desperate people do desperate things. Yeah, and, you know, class, we're talking about water, and Greg is our water expert. And seriously, we said here before the hurricane, before it, that there would be raw sewage in the streets, that brown water that you're going to see. We said this before, there was brown water flooding houses and villages and neighborhoods and cities. We said that brown water is a mixture of sewage and soil and dirt and seawater. It's ruining everything. And Florida is quite used to...
It's got fuel and oil in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that your murky filter is not going to dig out, okay? There are things in that water that just aren't filtered. Filters will be clogged or destroyed with some of the water that's been floating around there. What do you do? Anyway, go back. Yeah.
The answer, class, is you're on your own. And if you think the government is going to come and rescue all these people, yeah, they're going to show up eventually. But are they going to be able to indemnify? Are they going to be able to put people back where they were before this storm? First of all, the planning... group, the planning commission, the zoning people in the cities have lost their minds. They're saying, yeah, it's okay to move there, it's okay to live there, it's okay to develop there. They were irresponsible in the first place. Second place, the people who moved there were irresponsible because they shouldn't be there in the first place either. So the government says it's okay. The people say, yeah, well, it's sunny there, I'd love to move there. And they did. And they move themselves into harm's way. They're idiotic. And then at the same time, we are bombing Ukraine and Russia. And we're destroying the environment over there. And they're using our tax money to blow up the planet. At the same time, there are people who actually suffered damage who thought it was okay. I'm not talking about the new people who moved into unsustainable areas. I'm talking about the people who have been there for 50 or 100 years. You know, families have been in Florida there for a long time. They were destroyed too. But, Joe, are you going to help them? I mean, you said you were going to help with student loans.
They said, don't worry about leaving. We've got plenty of shelters.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the full impact of Hurricane Ian is being assessed by Florida officials, South Carolina braces for the now Cat 1 hurricane to hit Friday. All of their coasts are under a hurricane warning. Some Florida officials jumped the gun in announcing numerous deaths from the storm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The ports, Tampa Bay, Miami, Everglades, they are reopened for fueling. And I think between today and tomorrow, all the ports in the state of Florida up and down the both coasts will be operational.
A federal judge on Thursday denied an Indiana lawyer's request to pause the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan as part of a lawsuit filed against the Department of Education earlier this week. And just like that, the United States and North Korea are allies, according to Vice President Kamala Harris. She made the announcement at the Korean DMZ Thursday. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Repeat. RealWaterIndependence.com. Yes.
Did you catch that? Kamala Harris saying that we are now allies with North Korea. What kind of delusional? Yeah, I mean, what's the first thing that happened as soon as she left? They fired a nuke.
I mentioned that yesterday, that she said that we're allies with North Korea. We have two people, the chief and the vice chief, who just absolutely out of their depth. They should not be there. They should not be running the biggest corporation in the world.
Oh.
Herman in Nevada, welcome. You're on with Greg Lesher.
Hello.
Hey.
Vincent, it's Herman.
Yeah.
How are you?
I know. Welcome. So, really welcome. Well. So you're on with Greg Lesher.
Yeah, I know. I heard your show yesterday, and I have to laugh because what you said was right about your five-minute university, except it was actually, I had all that stuff probably for about the past 30 years. What you did was made me go get it times two more, which, of course, makes people call me and say, I don't need to prep, Herm, because I'm coming to your place, and you've gone over that quite a few times. And this is something that we have to be careful about, because there's actually a local guy that said, when I asked him if he was a prepper, because he's got a great compound, he said, no, you see, I've got a bolt-action rifle, and I'll come to your place, and you'll give me half, or I'll shoot you and take it all. So this is something that we need to focus on going forward. And, you know, I'm doing everything I can. By the way, there's one thing that wasn't on your list, which now I have to get another pallet of, hydrated lime.
Well, it's not on the list, but I have mentioned it many times. And I went to the farmers cooperative, and I said, y'all sell lime, right? In bags? Yeah. What kind do you want? Ag lime, hydrated lime. I said, I could use a couple of bags of that. And they looked at me like, you know, Italian last name, drive a Mercedes, have a long driveway, don't seem to have any visible means of support, and I want a couple bags, 50-pound bags of hydrated lime. And class, what do you use that for? That's for dead bodies. It doesn't matter whether they're cows or coyotes or squirrels or skunks. You sprinkle some of that on there, and the smell goes away. And where did I learn that? I learned that from my dad. Where did he learn that? From being in the Philippines in World War II, where there were dead bodies everywhere. And he said, Vinny, you'll never forget the smell of rotting flesh. So the GIs were there sprinkling hydrated lime on the bodies to bring down the smell. And we do it when a cow dies.
I doubt he wanted it for his outhouse.
Well, that too. You can use it in your outhouse. Or you can use wood ashes in your outhouse. That's absolutely true. So, Herman, you're right. And we have it here. And I think the locals thought that, you know, we're going to use it for dead bodies. And actually we are. And for the outhouse. And when I'm not talking about people necessarily, but I'm talking about when a cow dies in the winter and the ground's frozen and we can't bury it, we sprinkle lime on it. Otherwise, you can smell it for miles. Literally miles. You're right.
Right, and I did get that from you, so I wanted to compliment and thank you. But I think the reason for my call today, and Real Water Independence, yeah, this is so great. I've shared this with people because in the Nevada desert, you know, the old joke or cliche, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. Boy, I got such an education getting water rights, working with the Department of Water Resources. I'm just about to perfect and certificate my water rights, and that's going to be worth more than the land where my farm is. But the thing I wanted to mention also is I told you I originally met you or was introduced to Dr. Sheely through you. And the two things that Dr. Sheely said that I found so powerful were his first comment, the only thing he wants from China is fireworks, and I told you the only thing I don't want from China is fireworks, meaning no blowing things up, no war. I'm a very nonviolent person. I think violence is horrible, a last resort, because it's painful, and it's once you go there, you can't go back once violence happens. So by nature, I'm a nonviolent person. I try everything I can to de-escalate, but what's coming, Vincent, is just so unimaginable. And it's based on the other thing Dr. Sheely says, most people are too stupid to be alive. And boy, is that right. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
And they live off you.
We refer to that as the GDP. But Herman, here's something that is probably not in any other book, but the 5-Minute University, and that is you need fireworks, and I'll tell you why. Let's say you have a flat tire on the road, and you have to loosen the rubber tire from the wheel in order to fix it. Let's say that's the case. Sometimes it's really hard to seat a rubber tire on a wheel. But if you can get it in a rough position to where it's, you know, it's close to being able to be inflated with air, and the air pump or the air compressor won't seat that bead of the tire on the wheel, you can take a firecracker and put most of it, you know, except for the fuse, inside between the wheel and the tire. And when that firecracker explodes, the pressure will seat the tire.
Right. When I was a young guy working at the Malibu Arco, we had a device that we would put on the center of the tread all the way around. It had a pull strap on, kind of like a belt. It was red with a woven fabric, and you'd fill it with air. And as it expanded, it would squeeze the tire so it would pop the bead on the rim. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, and I've used it. And you're talking about the 1960s. Yes, they were red. And it was literally, it was like a really large dog collar that was adjustable, and just pull the strap, and it would get tighter and tighter and stop at that point. Kind of like a ratchet strap without a ratchet. And then there was a tire valve on the end, and you'd inflate it, and it would expand, but it couldn't expand too much because of the nylon fabric around this rubber tube, the belt, if you will, and it worked really, really well. But I'm assuming that you might not have that, you know, on the road.
I don't even know if they make it, but I do have air compressors, and, you know, I used to own a tow truck company. I fly with car carrier service in Malibu, so I've seen every kind of off-road recovery, every kind of winching job, everything, but the people that are out there that you're helping is just immense. I think that most of them, like I was for many years, were just too shy to call in. But keep up the good work. But let's have you talk about OPSEC, operational security. Like, I'm forced to put in security cameras. I met with a local sheriff, and she said, you put those cameras up, and when you get to the point where, and it's coming, you've got to light it up. And we can look at those camera, that footage with uninterruptible power supply, you know, backup, you're going to be in good shape. And I think that's something that we have to face is coming, or at least be prepared for it. Anyway, have a great day.
One last thing, Herman.
Yes.
One last thing. You have a farm, and we do too, and Greg does. So there is a way you can build it for OPSEC, a laser beam that when that beam is interrupted, the alarm goes off. It throws a relay. That's a great way to go because that thing can run a long distance, you know, on the inside of the fence line. So if someone hops the fence line, they won't see this laser beam that, you know, could be 1,000 feet long. They trip that, the alarm goes off, and you know what happened. And you can make it high enough so, you know, squirrels won't trip it. And low enough so that a person will trip it. That's entirely possible.
My place looks like a forest, which is very rare in the Mojave Desert. What I'm doing is I'm going to get a couple more shepherds. I've got a couple cattle dogs and some huskies, but I think the shepherds are the best thing to have because they know everything, even smaller dogs, Jack Russells, and you've spoken about that so many times. But I need to have a video and audio recording if and when something goes down so that I can say, look, I acted with perfect self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say something I thought about with those lasers, too. When you're in a starving to death situation, it's a good game alert. So that, if you're starving to death and something trips that, then it just might be something that you can put in your stomach.
In
a desperate situation.
Yeah, I agree with that. My garden is prolific. Unless there's some kind of NBC event, which, you know, they run that nuclear waste up our main highway here, a dozen loads a day, and there's no security. There's just everything is turned into the bizarro world. And the only thing I can say is, I'm actually using the autogenic biogenics that Dr. Sheely and Dr. Soren put out there. It's very simple. It's just self-affirmation and kind of a self-meditation to have your mind control your stress levels by looking at counting your blessings and doing productive, disciplined things, which I think is what is so special about Vincent and all the instructors.
One thing I'd like to say about the instructors, and I've been thinking about saying this for a long time. The instructors found me. That's kind of what happened. Just kind of like you, Herman. You found us. Greg found us. Greg had a radio station. He was the station manager of a radio station out where he lives in Utah. And he found USA Prepares and put it on his AM 1340 KYAH radio transmitter. And Gwyneth found us, Kathy, Dr. Sheely, Rich, Kyle, Sharon. You know, all the instructors that are on now, with the exception of Bert. Bert and I go back a long, long way, you know, 50 years or so. Other than Bert, the instructors have found us, and I think it's because we have the same set of values, the same set of principles, the same set of morals, and we gravitate, you know, people like them, and that's kind of who we are, and that, you know, the instructors don't get paid. Nobody gets paid. I don't get paid. We all do this because we're passionate about it. You put all that together, and that's kind of who we are. That is who we are. And that's why we do what we do, the way we do what we do. And we stand on the things that we say, we stand on them because we actually do them rather than read about them and regurgitate them. As most broadcasters read the news and then regurgitate it. We talk about what it really means based on our experience, if we're going to be talking about the news. But we really talk about our experiences in life, and that's who we are, and that's what you're bringing to the table, Herman. Herman, I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Y'all know what this means, right? Herman's going to be an instructor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I think we lost Greg. Greg, if you call back, that'd be great. So, class, here's something that we mentioned this yesterday when Kyle was on. You ought to consider watching a few series. One is Jericho. We've been mentioning that for years. If you haven't seen it, you probably ought to consider it because it deals with society, the failures in society, the lack of trust, the individual greed, shortages, power grid down, no communications, being cut off from the world. And then finding out that your neighboring town has things that you don't have, you have things that they don't have, and then a war starts between these two towns. Because they need food and they don't have it and you have some. And then a war starts. And these are, you know, two towns that were neighbors. Got along great in the good old days. That's Jericho. And then there's Jeremiah. And both of these are after a major societal event happens. Jericho is a nuclear attack and cities are bombed. Within the United States, by the United States, on itself. Jeremiah is after a disease, and a lot of people, the older people died, and the younger people just, only the young ones survived. And they had to figure out how to make a go of it, without having all the information, and without having all the mentoring that would be done by the older people. It's a great series, Jeremiah. Then, of course, The Walking Dead is kind of an apocalyptic event. And there's shortages. There are people afraid of each other because no one can trust each other. And that's the same with Jeremiah and Jericho as well. And then there's Survivors. And that was a 1970s series from BBC. Absolutely outstanding. And what it's like to rebuild and how hard it is. And, you know, just think about not being able to pick up your cell phone or a landline and have it work or have a battery. I talk about methane. They call it methane, making methane gas from animal poop, putting it in a bag, adding some water, shaking it up, and having that bag expand and expand and expand. And that was methane, and they figured out they could run a small internal combustion engine, kind of like a lawnmower engine, on the methane from animal manure. It's those are four series that you should consider watching. And then there's another one called Person of Interest. And, gosh, it's a documentary on government spying on we the people. It's cameras everywhere, tracking credit cards, tracking purchases, tracking movements. And it's about this machine that some brilliant people made, and then the government got it, and then the government wanted it to protect itself against terrorism. But there were some other things that this machine did. It found individuals who were in harm's way that could be prevented from being killed. But the government wasn't interested in that part. They were only interested in, you know, larger acts of terrorism. They didn't care about, you know, we the people. They just cared about them, the government. And it's a great series, and it will show you the vast amount of tracking, the corruption within the police department, the mismanagement of the police department. It'll teach you about mobs. It'll teach you about gangsters. It will teach you about human nature. It'll teach you about individual greed and the sum of individual greed and corporate structures and how the rich get rich. And it's a great series as well. So we talked about Florida, and we talked about how there would be looting. It's already started. I figured it would start maybe by tomorrow. It's already started. Looting already started. That brown water that you see in those pictures, and people, they're in their sandals, they're in their flip-flops, they're in their slippers, and they're in their pajamas, and they're looking like, what happened? And they live in harm's way. They knew it. They live there anyway. They like the sun. And now they need everything. They need washing machines because they've been destroyed with the flooding. Dryers, mattresses, bedding, carpeting, sheetrock, heaters for heating the houses, air conditioners, you know, the ones that are on the ground level outside. Plumbing, wiring, siding, roofing, bridges. They need it all. And when they go to get it, which is going to happen probably tomorrow, the price of all those things is going to go up for you, no matter where you live in the United States. And wait till Joe gets in the act and starts throwing money around. It's going to cost us all a fortune.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.